Hi, this is Dan Sheridan. It's great to be with you today. We're continuing our study on the nature of man. This is part two, and this is a very important study. I mentioned last time there are three areas where I believe Satan really attacks and tries to confuse us. Number one, regarding his teaching regarding the doctrine of the Trinity. I think it's an awful doctrine, because if you believe in the Trinity, you can't believe that Christ actually died. And our evangel says that Christ died for our sins, but if you believe that Jesus is a member of the Trinity, he never really died. So the implications of the Trinitarian doctrine are absolutely insane when you think about it. And number two, the teaching regarding the nature of mankind. Not only does human theology teach that God is a Trinity, it also teaches that man is immortal, has an immortal soul. Another awful teaching. And finally, he confuses mankind by not correctly cutting the word of truth, not making the distinctions that God makes, not distinguishing between the body of Christ and Israel and the various expectations in Scripture. So we plan going after each one of these in these series to come here. Now, first of all, we learned last time that man is soil. His life is of the Spirit, and he became a living soul. He became a living soul. There was no introduction of anything new. The soil existed and the breath existed. And when God put the two together, when God breathed into the humans, his nostrils, the breath of life, he became a living soul. That's, soul is the result of the union of body and breath. And in Genesis 2:7, we read this beautiful verse. I'm reading from the Concordant Version. Genesis chapter 2. Yahweh Elohim formed the human out of soil from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the human became a living soul. That word formed means formed as a potter. Elohim formed man with loving detail, just like a potter forms his clay. Now in the Bible, spirit is always associated with air, and soul is represented in the human body by the blood. In Leviticus 17:14, and I'm going to read this from the Concordant Version because it gets it right. The other translations translate that word soul so many different ways, and we'll be discussing soul separately in a different program. But here we read this: the soul of all flesh is its blood. That's Leviticus 17, verse 14. So the blood is or represents the soul. It links the body and the spirit. The air is useless without the blood, and the soil is useless without the blood as well. The blood joins soil and breath together. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:45-49, the Apostle Paul makes this abundantly clear. And again, we need correctly translated scriptures to get this right. In Genesis, we read that God formed man of soil. Well, the King James and other versions read dust, and that's a horrible translation. And the Concordant Version fixed it, obviously, in Genesis, and it fixes it here in 1 Corinthians 15 as well. In just to back up a little bit, the Hebrew word for soil that the King James translates dust is a Hebrew word referring to the moist layer covering the surface. Now, at death, man returns to the ground. He returns to soil. So man is soulish and soilish. Christ is spiritual and celestial, the risen Christ. And that's what Paul says here in 1 Corinthians 15. He says this regarding our bodies in verse 44. It is sown a soulish body. It is roused a spiritual body. Now, they're both bodies. One is soulish, one is spiritual. If there is a soulish body, there is a spiritual also. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul, the last Adam, a vivifying spirit. But not first the spiritual, but the soulish, thereupon the spiritual. The first man was out of the earth, soilish. The second man is the Lord out of heaven. Such as the soilish one is, such are those also who are soilish. And such as the celestial one, such are those also who are celestials. And according as we wear the image of the soilish, we should be wearing the image of the celestial. So notice that in these verses, we read that man is soulish, not spiritual. How many times have you heard somebody say that when Adam was in the garden, he died a spiritual death? Well, that's impossible. You can't. Adam wasn't spiritual. We just read that in 1 Corinthians 15. He was soulish. A soulish person cannot die a spiritual death. It's just not true. Now, I'm going to read to you, because sometimes people say things better, and I want to read to you from the Concordant Version of 1 Corinthians 15, and we'll close with this for now. In death, the body disintegrates and returns to the soil whence it came. This loathsome process is reversed in resurrection. Disease and weakness accompany its dissolution, but power and glory will be the portion of all who are Christ's when He comes. Our present bodies respond to the soul or senses. They seek for physical comfort and satisfaction and pleasure. They do not respond to spiritual things. The soul is not a distinct entity. It is the effect of the combination of body and spirit. Adam was made of the soil. When the breath of life was breathed into him, he became a living soul. He could feel, see, hear, smell. He became conscious. Such is the body which we have now. We are dominated by our senses. In the resurrection, our bodies will respond to our spirit. Boy, that'll be wonderful. Physical sensations will give place to spiritual perception. The soil is the upper oxidized crust of the earth, from which Adam was formed and from which mankind derives its sustenance. It is the soil which sustains the plants and animals, which provides us with food. Below the soil is the sphere of sulfation, which destroys life. As men are constituted now, they cannot exist apart from the soil of the earth. If we should be raised with bodies such as we now possess, we could not partake of a celestial allotment, for we would die from the lack of such food as our bodies can assimilate. The soul of the flesh is in the blood, and the Lord has no blood in his resurrection body. Well, this is a lot of great truth. We'll conclude, remember, mankind is soil. He is a living soul by virtue of joining the breath and the body, the soil, with the blood. Very important thing. And remember, death is a reversal of this process. Man is not conscious when he dies. He returns to the soil. I was born in 1970. Do you know what I was thinking in 1969? Nothing. I wasn't in existence. I wasn't alive. And if I were to die today, if the Lord doesn't come back first and give me my celestial body, I would know as much a minute after I died as I knew back in 1969. Death is a reversal. See, this is so important, because if we don't get this right, we'll start teaching that man is an immortal soul and all these other dangerous doctrines. And when you start teaching human immortality apart from resurrection, then you invent a host of evils like purgatory and an afterlife and going to heaven when you die. And of course, the worst of all, a torture chamber under the earth, which does not exist except in the theology of mankind. Well, we're going to have to stop there. Enough for you to chew on. This is Dan Sheridan. It's been great to be with you. I got to run. Keep studying these things out. If you don't have a concordant version, get a copy of one. You can do that by going to studyshelf.com and order yours there. It's a great place to go for some great material. Again, great to be with you. Enjoy your day. It's a pleasure being with you.